From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Why do we buy the wines we do? What makes us buy sweet or dry? That has been the subject of significant study. Why we take a shine to a particular wine after this.
When you're into wine, the perfect moment can be as simple as a well-chosen bottle, two glasses, and good company. But that perfect moment can be even more special when it includes some very cool accoutrements from EpicStyle.com. Beautiful decanters that are true works of art, preservation systems, extraordinary corkscrews, wildly creative coasters, amazing wine accessories for your table or home bar. And of course, Epic Style's now legendary cork cages. Even a perfect moment can be made a little more perfect with the help of thousands of products from EpicStyle.com.
When buying wine for ourselves, most of us reach for a brand or varietal we're familiar with. No risk, no anxiety. But let's say you're hosting some old friends and are trying to find an appropriate wine. After scanning the wine section, you grab something with a funny label or something tasty but not too expensive and throw a great party. But the stakes get much higher when your pretentious boss comes for dinner, since much is on the line, like job security, a raise, possible promotion. Behavior experts say that in this situation, most of us would never go light and whimsical. Instead, we'll go classy and expensive. Yep, sometimes wine choice is based on a desire to impress and attain a higher station in life. Researchers have found that consumers faced with bewildering wine choices stick with wines that are familiar. The second strongest impulse is to follow the recommendation of a friend or store clerk. The third influence is wine varietal. Oddly enough, men are more likely to ask for direction, and women tend to be more label conscious than men. As for me, I tend to avoid the bottom two shelves, because dirt cheap is seldom good. This is David Wilson, Uncorked.